This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping back a bit to 2018, looking at Chris Bradley's sneak peek into the new AdWords interface. You shared this one, and well, we want to understand those big changes and what they really meant for users, you know, managing their online ads day to day.
Exactly. It's a good one.
It sounds like this update was, maybe a bit of a mixed bag. Let's get into it.
You're right. Bradley's article, it really captures a pivotal moment for what's now Google Ads. The first thing that jumps out is the visual side, a brighter, more engaging appearance, he called it.
Right.
Even the dashboard alerts for performance changes, they became more obvious. It was definitely a move towards something more visually intuitive.
Absolutely, a new coat of paint.
Okay.
But it wasn't just cosmetic, was it? The article mentioned some pretty significant new tools.
No, definitely not just looks.
Like promotion extensions. Bradley kind of hinted early adopters, got a real leg up there. And the Audience Manager. That lets you target people who'd already been to your site, which, wow, that sounds like a game changer for hitting the right audience.
Oh, it was foundational, yeah. The Audience Manager let businesses go way beyond just basic demographics. You could actually connect with users showing specific interests. I mean, that's a crucial step toward the kind of sophisticated audience stuff we see now.
Makes sense.
And then you had showcase shopping ads, a much richer visual format, you know, for showing products, and ad variations. That gave advertisers the power to actually A/B test their ad copy properly, see what really worked.
Okay, yeah, testing is key.
Plus, tighter integration with Google Analytics, better tracking tools, super important for actually measuring if any of this stuff was successful.
Okay, so some genuinely powerful new features. But the article also brings up some frustrations. That column reset thing sounds like a major, major annoyance, having to rebuild all your custom views.
Oh, definitely. Imagine you'd spent ages setting up your interface just right to see the metrics that matter for your campaigns. And then, boom, reset. It meant hours of tedious work, just clicking and dragging, trying to get back what you had.
Yeah.
And the new default setup, it often included columns that were just, well, irrelevant for many users, so more customization needed. And some people really disliked the excessively large graph at the top.
Right.
Felt like it wasted valuable screen space, you know?
Yeah.
Could actually slow things down.
Right. Screen real estate is precious. And it wasn't only the layout issues, was it? Bradley mentioned something about frequent save notifications being really disruptive if you were making a bunch of edits quickly.
Yeah, those little pop-ups every time something's saved. When you're deep in workflow, making lots of small changes, that constant interruption, it can really break your concentration.
I can see that. And he also touched on this kind of debate, right? About the focus on a polished look versus AdWords just being a functional tool, workhorse platform. Did the pendulum maybe swing a bit too far towards aesthetics for some people?
That's a really valid point people were making. I mean, look, an intuitive interface can make you more efficient, help you grasp data faster, but it's got to be balanced with practical usability.
Right.
If a visual update actually adds friction, makes common tasks take longer, then you kind of lose the benefit, don't you?
Yeah, totally undermines the point. So, okay, putting it all together, this 2018 update, it brought some really useful steps forward, like in targeting and ad formats, better tracking too.
Yeah.
But the transition itself wasn't exactly smooth sailing. Users had setup headaches, and some design choices were, well, debatable.
Exactly. It shows how platform evolution, even when it brings good stuff, can be tricky for the people actually using the tool day in, day out.
It really does highlight that tension.
Yeah, and features like the Audience Manager, they fundamentally changed how advertisers could approach targeting. But that user experience during the shift, it's just so critical. It raises a good question for anyone listening. When new features roll out in your tools, how do you decide what to adopt? And how do you handle those usability bumps along the way?
That's a really practical takeaway. Looking back at this 2018 update, it just hammers home how fast the digital ad world changes, doesn't it?
Mm.
And how users constantly need to adapt and learn.
Constantly.
Makes you think about all the changes even since then. So maybe the final thought is, how are you continuously folding in new features and tweaking your own workflows in this, you know, ever-shifting online marketing world? Thanks for taking this deep dive with me today.
My pleasure. Good stuff to revisit.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.